flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tommy Curran yesterday on WEEI Afternoons. Arcan Hart, you can check it out on the Odyssey app. He joins them every Thursday. He's with us every Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe. I would just amend that to say if he returns.
Yeah.
I'm curious if he'll do it his way.
I think Mayo's going to be back.
Well, I do. I know you think that.
I do think that.
Don't
you think there's a better chance that he's back than he's not back?
Yes.
Okay.
But
so then you think that too?
Well, let's do the percentages though.
Oh, 99.
99.
Yeah, yeah. That 1% means they'll get Soto. The 99% means Mayo's going to be back. I'm not telling you I want him to be back. We're playing a different game.
I'm going to tell you.
Will he be back? 99%, yes.
I'm going to tell you right now, 60-40. He's back right now.
60-40?
Right now?
Yeah.
There's 4 more games, Keith. And there's more crap like that. Do you think the Crafts are thrilled? He's like, oh, yeah, I meet with them every week and they go through the game with me. Do you think they're thrilled about that?
I don't think they are. So I can't imagine they love all the answers that he gives them.
Every single time.
Love them enough to give him the job.
Another month of interviews and putting his foot in his mouth and losing games. And like right now at 60-40, he's back.
Robert Kraft.
Talk to me at the end of the year. It might be 60-40 the other way.
With a straight face, Robert Kraft compared him to his wives.
Yeah.
He's going to be back.
Yeah, you know
they
what?
I
think he got his dating history wrong. Who was the other girl who he like shot the video with who he was like
socking somebody in the face?
Yeah. This is that little...
You think this is that?
Yeah, this might
be
that.
He didn't mention her.
Yeah, no, he didn't.
What was her name again?
Ricky something.
Ricky Lake.
Treve.
Ricky Stenicki. That was a good film. Ricky Stenicki, not bad this year.
I'll figure it out, but keep going.
Call me RKK. Yeah. Okay.
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 No, I think he's going to bring Mayo back. I think he loves the guy so much. As we've said before, if they want to move on from people to tell the fan base they've changed their they mean business this go around, they got 3-4 other guys that could fall before Gerard Mayo does. You're right, they do have 4 more games left. What if they win one of those games?
Well, then that would help.
Okay.
Ricky Lander was
close to Ricky Lake.
Yeah, really it was.
That show is popular.
So, you know, he said his wives, but really this is the,
I don't know,
the chick he dated.
Thunder Buddy?
In the video where he punched out some ne'er-do-well there. Ricky Lander. This is his Ricky Lander, Keith.
All right,
this is not a wife. This is a Ricky Lander.
What would be a more difficult press conference for Robert Kraft in the offseason when he sits up there and says why they're sticking with Gerard Mayo or why they're moving on from him?
Definitely the first one. One is more embarrassing, like, oh, I thought we had him. But try explaining why Mayo's back. Go ahead and try. Go ahead and do that. That's way worse.
Patience.
That's not a good enough reason.
Well, Kern mentioned, first year for Bill Parcells wasn't great. First year for Bill Belichick wasn't great. I'm not saying I believe this.
Yeah, first year for Matt Patricia wasn't great. First year for Joe Judge wasn't great.
Dan Campbell.
Yeah, some sucky.
Danny Campbell.
It's a great one. We'll get to him in a moment.
Uh-huh.
Like, so I'm just telling you, some coaches, you bring this up all the time. Some coaches, you know, with this guy, I feel like I know.
Same.
I feel like Robert knows.
No, but these are two different things. So what would I do? I would find an offensive head coach and move on and start that direction. I would have done that a year ago, though. So I didn't, like, but if we're saying, like, what do you think Robert Kraft will do? He hired him. He hired him 5 years ago, and he told every Tom, Dick, and Harry that that's what he did. He's like, he knew it. Like, he went on a trip with him, and he knew it.
People are spending $30 to get into their games, Keith. So, like, that stuff matters.
Three hams?
That stuff matters to owners who count their dollars and cents. That absolutely matters.
Do you think he's going to look at it in the offseason and say, man, if we move on from Gerard Mayo, we'll fill it up? Or if we can get T. Higgins and somebody else, then we'll fill it up more.
I wonder if you go out and spend on players, that will make a bigger difference.
I think if you're
people showing up, but if your coach is a clown show and he can't coach, and you're back in this spot again, and you're 4-12 in December, people are going to be spending $30 on your tickets, regardless if he had T.
Higgins. I don't think he's going to be the guy, but I think we've at least seen in the history of Kraft's ownership, there were a few years where he let Bill Belichick spend money. In 2021 was one of those years. They had like a 3-win increase and they made the playoffs. So if you're Elliott Wolf, I think you have to have like a PowerPoint presentation ready to go where you're like, look at this year when you brought in Randy Moss and Wes Welker and like all these different guys, and or like even just 2021. Not that you went to the Super Bowl that year, but what a big difference it was. And same with Gerard Mayo. I would point to that too. Be like, hey, we got players, like we're gonna be just fine. Mm. And maybe you can convince him, maybe you can't, but he's at least in his conversations in his lifetime convinced him somehow, some way that he would be the right head coach. And he bought it then. So who knows? Maybe he's still buying it now.
Maybe. You can jump in. 617-779-7937. Why is Mayo coaching so scared? That goes along with our Bill Belichick discussion where we started today. Interviewed, possibly on a Zoom call.
Zoomed. Yeah, he zoomed in.
Interviewed with the University of North Carolina.
They exchanged texts.
We both think that was a mutually beneficial thing. North Carolina gets their name out there. Bill gets his name out there. My question would be, why does Bill feel like he needs to get his name out there? I thought that was the whole idea of doing McAfee and everything else. I thought his name was out there. I thought that was the idea. He still thinks he needs his name out there. Tells me the phone isn't ringing from NFL teams is what it tells me.
Yes.
But you guys can jump in. Do you want the wins record? Do you want Bill back? All these things. Meanwhile, Thursday Night Football last night, good game.
Oh, yeah, lived up to it.
Dan Campbell went for it 5 times on fourth down last night.
Hell yeah, Dan.
He converted 4 of them. I was okay with 3 of them. The 2 touchdowns, you're down by the goal line. I don't mind going for it on fourth down in either situation. The other was midway through a scoring drive early in the second half where they were about at midfield. I did not like, Keith, either of the last 2.
I can hear you out.
One worked, one didn't work. I didn't like 4th and 1 at your own 31. Your own 31.
So, yeah, for those who missed it, 4th and 1 on your own 31-yard line.
When you're leading.
Up by 3.
24-21, and it's the last minute or so of the third quarter.
So I love going for it on 4th down. You know that.
That one's too aggressive.
Even Madden, I might have punted that.
Yeah, that one's too aggressive.
Even in a video game.
I
probably would have punted.
Same score, same time, same game situation, but you're at midfield? Fine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your own 31?
Now, part of it is, like, I wonder how aggressive, and I guess maybe we did see this.
And by the way, Green Bay punched it in for the go-ahead touchdown 4 plays later after that.
Oh, yeah, right. You gave him a super short field. That's a good offense. I wonder, and maybe we already know the answer because 3 years ago he went for it on a lot of 4th downs. But when you have the best offense and a great play caller and a million weapons, you have the best running back duo, you have a stud receiver, you have a stud tight end, a quarterback who's at least average in the league, like, I wonder how much that weighs in, or if it's just his aggressiveness and his analytic guys being like, go for it.
I think it's more that, but I think you have a higher confidence.
It helps when you have those
100%.
Guys.
100%. So I didn't like that one. It didn't work. Yeah. I also didn't like one that worked later on in the game. It's 4th and 1. There's 43 seconds left. Green Bay's out of timeouts. They're at the Green Bay 21, a very makeable field goal. Their kicker eventually made the field goal from a similar distance.
Yeah, and he's been good all year.
They went for it on 4th and 1. At the Green Bay 21 with a chance to put the game away. They wanted to run out the clock. I get it. They wanted to use up all the time and not give Jordan Love even 35 seconds at the end to send it to overtime and then lose a coin flip and lose the game. I get it. I still didn't like it. And here's what I wonder, Keith.
Mm-hmm.
Is this going to kill them in the playoffs? Is this going to be an Achilles heel for them?
That happened last year.
On their way to the Super Bowl? Thank you.
Yep.
Or is this part of their superpower? Is this part of, with all their talent and all of their skill, the extra down, is this part of their superpower?
I think it's more that. I'm with you. I wouldn't have gone for it on every one of these 4th downs, but they did, and the last one paid off, and they won the game. And by the way, they're 12-1, so they've been going for it on 4th down all the time. I think at the end of the half, that one, you kick a field goal there, or you go for a touchdown. So they could have been up, 13-7 at the half, still feeling pretty good about yourself, but nope, we're going for it. and they score a touchdown. Now they're up 17-7 at the half. So I think they're going to stick. First of all, it's almost a guarantee they stick with it. Like, this is what their strategy
is. Oh, no, this is what they
do. This is what they're going to do.
Yeah.
I wonder if they have second thoughts on, like, deep in your own territory and that kind of thing. And maybe depending on the opponent, right? Like, say they get to the Super Bowl and it's, you know, a really high-flying offense versus a team that's maybe not as high-flying. Maybe they change their tune a little bit, like who their opponent is. But, no, I think this is who they are. I think the players buy into it. This is why I've been screaming at Mayo to do this. Because even when the Lions were bad two or three years ago, they did this, and I think they got complete buy-in from the team, and now you see how much it's paying off.
So what would you rather be? Mayo afraid of his own shadow? I know your answer,
yeah,
Keith.
Yeah.
Or Dan Campbell, who is, you know, a little too brazen at times, but you know what he's going to do.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I would rather out of those two, the aggressive coach. And I didn't love everything Campbell did last night. One worked, one didn't. I didn't love it. But I'd much rather that than too afraid to even play the game, which is what the Patriots are now. You could jump in here, 617-779-7937. Your thoughts on Thursday Night Football, the Lions in general, are you pulling for them? Something we've discussed this week, because the Patriots aren't going to be playing in the Super Bowl this year.
Do you think the Pats would have gone for any of those fourth downs last night?
Yeah, maybe one of the ones at the goal line, maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I think they would have kicked the field goal at the end of the half. I think they would have been happy being up 13-7.
I think that one they would have kicked the field goal. The other one,
maybe. Not the other one.
Yeah, but maybe they go for one of those, maybe.
Yep.
617-779-7937. A fun game last night, and it really is just a polar opposite to Jerod Mayo and how he handles things. Meanwhile, it is a Friday. Not necessarily a Patriots Friday since it's the bye week, but it is a Friday. We have the Bozo Touchdown Parlay. It's been red hot.
Let's get it.
We have it next.